MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 17, 2025. The Gloucester mayoral race is down to two candidates, and Salem voters narrowed down the ward races. Partly cloudy near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:23 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, incumbent City Councilor at Large Jeff Worthley, and former City Council President Paul Lundberg squared off in a preliminary election on Tuesday night in which Lundberg topped the ticket, Verga came in second, and Worthley trailed the other two. Lundberg and Verga will be moving on to the November 4 municipal election race for mayor. Results in the form of memory sticks and tapes were brought into the first floor conference room in City Hall for City Clerk Grace Poirier at around 8:15 p.m., and results were updated live at elections.gloucester-ma.gov. As the results from the precincts were updated online, Lundberg jumped out to a sizable early lead. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Salem residents narrowed down the candidates during Tuesday's preliminary election, with Eric Tarowski and Cynthia Gerzillo taking Ward 1, Caitlin Jalapa and Robert Carmile taking Ward 6, Andrew Smith and William Legault taking Ward 2 amid an 11% turnout citywide. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petfrey reports in today's Newburyport Daily News. As Newburyport continues improving State Street, downtown residents have had to bring in their outdoor dining sections, known as parklets, a little earlier than normal this season. Mayor Sean Reardon is quoted as saying this was decided at the beginning of the season before they even applied to have one. We need to get State Street paved. The parklets will come down this week, and paving could start as early as next week. Amanda Lurie writes on itemlive.com, Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt announced Tuesday that Fire Chief Jay Dowling has agreed to a new 3-year contract with the City of Peabody. Dowling began his career with the fire department nearly 30 years ago and has served as chief since 2023. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, I am happy to renew Chief Dowling's contract. His leadership has been key to keeping our community safe, and I'm confident in the continued success he'll bring to the department. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in High School Field Hockey News, Beverly posted a 6-2 win over Marblehead. The Panthers' Lucy Scotty netted a hat-trick as Beverly improved to 3-2-1 on the season. Layla Dulac scored both of Marblehead's goals. Danvers shut out Saugus 4-0 with Molly Verhusky in net for the Falcons. Kyla Maroney scored 3 goals for Danvers. It was Gloucester 4, Swampscott 1, as the Fishermen are now 3-1-1. In girls' soccer, two unbeaten teams from the Cape Ann League clashed yesterday, with Hamilton Wenham edging Linfield 2-1. The Generals' goal scorers were Bryn Fall and Alex Capuano. Olivia Bevilacqua was strong in goal for Hamilton Wenham. Pentucket High School has named Rachel Thornton as the new girls' lacrosse coach. Thornton was the lead assistant coach this past spring. Also from Pentucket comes news that girls' basketball standout Amelia Crow will be headed to Babson College. Crow is also a member of the school's flag football and volleyball teams. St. Mary's football is off to a 2-0 start, piling up 62 points in its first two games and allowing none. Coach Sean Driscoll says the team is led by a quality group of veterans, including one important player who was injured early on.
Well, I will tell you, we have senior Nate Catone, linebacker, running back. It's off to a really good year for us on both sides of the football. Also we had a offensive tackle, Gio Perez. He's doing really, really well up front, and he's coming into the second year with us, and he's for playing hard. And he worked hard in the summer. Right guard, Jack Hurley, up front. We've been really impressed with his work ethic and the way he plays the game. The intensity he shows is a good thing for us, and it's been going. He's been doing really well, you know, over the summer, and he's been really leading the guys up front. You know, I think receiver wise, you know, Sammy Phelps has been with us for 3 years. He's been with us since he's an eighth grader, and he's really come to his own. A couple of big catches the last couple of weeks for us, and my junior, you know, Rowan Merriman, unfortunately we lost our quarterback to a serious shoulder injury opening drive of the game against Swampscott.
Wow.
And he stepped in and took over the quarterback role from our senior, Inel Belliard, who's, you know, really, really worked hard. He's one of our leaders and definitely got someone we're looking forward to, you know, getting us through the year in leadership role on and off the field. And I felt bad for him opening night. You know, you hurt your shoulder and you're out, you know, for God knows how long, and hopefully sooner than later. But we've been doing okay so far without him, but he's a big plus when we have him. We're a different team with him, both sides of the ball.
That's St. Mary's football coach Sean Driscoll. The Red Sox lost to the Athletics last night 2-1. That series resumes tonight at Fenway, and the 1-1 Patriots will host the Steelers Sunday at 1 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.